The second Ara, which is a little bit lighter, and that is the Chassam Sofer in Drosha, in his Droshas on Purim. It's Drush Yud Gimel. It's the Drosha that he gave in the year Tov Kuf Tzadik. So he says a Dover Nifla. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah Daf Tezayin Amadeis, La Yehuda Maisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasim V'Kar. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, what does it mean, La Yehuda Maisa Oira? Oira Zu Taira. V'Chein Uoimer K'neir Mitzvah V'Taira Ar. What does it mean, La Yehuda Maisa Simcha? It's referring to Yontif. V'Samachta B'Chagecha is Yontif. Sasin is Mila. V'Chein Uoimer Sasin Oichi Alim Rasecha K'moitza Shal Rav. And Yikar is Elu Tfilin Shabirash. So the Chassam Sofer says that why in this order? Why is it like Yehuda Maisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasin V'Yikar? So Chassam Sofer says a Dover Nifla. He says, when did this happen? When was it like Yehuda Maisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasin V'Yikar? It happened when Mordechai was walked through the town square. Haman is leading him. And everybody realized that there was a Yeshua. And it was like Yehuda Maisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasin V'Yikar. When did that happen? What day did that take place? It was Tezayin Nisan. We know exactly when it happened. Rashi says it twice in the Divrei Agadah in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Megillah. One of the places may sound familiar where the Gemara says that when Haman came to Mordechai, so Mordechai was learning with the Talmidim and they were learning the halachas of Kemitza. So Rashi says, why were they learning Kemitza? Because it was Tezayin Nisan. And Tezayin Nisan, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim, they used to bring the Karban Omer. Now they couldn't bring the Karban Omer, there was no Beis HaMikdash. So in the Shalom of Parms Faseinu, they couldn't bring the Karban Omer, they were learning the halachas of the Karban Omer. And that's why they were learning about Kemitza. So when did this happen? It happened on Tezayin Nisan. So it says the Chassam Sofer, Tezayin Nisan was the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. So it was. It was the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. Right. The whole fast happened around Pesach time. And it was Tezayin Nisan. And it was the first day of Chol HaMoed. Now you're going to say it was the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Isn't it the second day of Yontif? It's Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. When's Pesach? Tezvav Nisan, which means Tezayin is the second day. So what's Pshat in the Chassam Sofer? But l'chur, the Pshat's Pashat. The Pshat is that at that time, the Sanhedrin were all in Bavel. And because the Sanhedrin were all in Bavel, so l'chura, the Sanhedrin that was being koiveya, the Chodesh, al pi re'iya, assuming they were doing it al pi re'iya, they would have done it in Bavel. Or maybe in Shushan. And the point is at that point, there wasn't any reason that the Yidden that were living there should have to have a Yontif Sheni Shel Galus Pasha. That's what the Chassam Sofer means. So, says the Chassam Sofer, when was Tezayin Nisan? It was the first day Chol HaMoed. So he says, Lefiz, that's beautiful. The Pasuk says, Lehuda Maisa Oira. Number one, there was Taira. Oira Zu Taira. Right? There was Oira, there was Taira. Number two, there was Simcha. Simcha came second. What's Simcha? Simcha Zu Yontif. Oh, it was Yontif now. So all of a sudden, there was Yontif. It was Gevaldik. They went from Meir Shushan Nevoicha to Lehuda Maisa Oira V'Simcha, and it was Yontif Achshav, because right now it's Yontif. Afterwards, there was Sasein Zumila. Not every person has to do Bris Mila, but whoever was Nigeya to do Bris Mila, so he was able to be Mekayim now the Mitzvah of Mila. So suddenly it was Sasein Zumila. And only afterwards it was V'Yikar Elu Tfilin Shabirash. Why? Says the Chassam Sofer, because it was Chol HaMoed. And on Chol HaMoed you don't wear Tfilin. So when did the Yidden put on Tfilin? They put on Tfilin after Yontif. So therefore the Elu Tfilin Shabirash was the last thing. Says the Chassam Sofer, like, who the Maisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasein V'Yikar. Four things. There was Taira, there was Yontif, there was Mila, and there was Tfilin. There's a reason it's in this order. First Torah, that's Ba'ifan Klali. Then comes Yontif, because it was Yontif for everybody. Then comes Mila, because whoever had a Dubris Mila, so he now had Mila. And Tfilin in a week from now, when the Olam, and this Ruchat Pesach, everyone's going to put on Tfilin again. So that's what you had to. But why was Tfilin last? Because it's Chol HaMoed, it's Yontif now, and you're not putting on Tfilin. In the same exact Drasha, the Chassam Sofer says it's the second time. The Pasuk says, Umarcha Yatzim Lifnei HaMelech, Bilavush Malcha, Tcheles v'chur, the pasuk says, va'argaman, va'teres zav gedoyla v'sachruch putz va'argaman v'ir shushan tzalav v'samecha. So the Chassam Sofer says, va'teres zav gedoyla. Mordechai was wearing a big crown, a groisa kapeluch. He says, what's this emphasis of va'teres zav gedoyla? So he said, because it was Tezayin Nisan. Tezayin Nisan is Chol HaMoed. And because it was Chol HaMoed, so for that reason he wasn't wearing his Tefillin Shabirosh. And because he wasn't wearing his Tefillin Shabirosh, so therefore it was an Ateres of Gedoyla, it was very big, it was able to cover his whole head, because he didn't have to wear Tefillin. But that's what the Chassam Sofer says twice in this drasha. That's why it's like, Yudamai, so Oira first, Simcha second, Sasson third, and Yukar El Tefillin Shabirosh fourth. And that was the Ateres of gedoyla. It was so big that it was able to cover the makam atfilin because he didn't need to put on tefillin. Why didn't he have to put on tefillin? Because it was tezayin nisan. This is what the Chassam Sofer says. So what came to mind was the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon in his Pirush on Esra, in this pasuk, Umad chayatzim alifnei amelech v'levush malchus tcheles v'chur v'aterizav gedoyla v'sachros v'zvar gomon v'ir shushan tzol v'samecha. So the Gaon in his Pirush on Esra says as follows. Pashut, the pasuk is describing the royal garb that Mordechai was wearing. But the Gaon says like this. Mordechai yatza b'levush malchus tcheles. What's tcheles? Hu tcheles shebetzitzes. V'chur. What's chur? Hu halovan shebetzitzes. V'aterizav gedoyla hu tfilin sheberosh. V'sachrich butz hey maritzuos of the tefillin. V'argamon, that's the tefillin shayad. V'sachrich butz v'chur. Says the Goyin, you want to know what that terizav gedoyla was? It was the tefillin shaberosh. Just the opposite of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says he was wearing Mardchai terizav gedoyla because he didn't have to wear tefillin. So therefore it was allowed to be gedoyla. As opposed to the Vilna Goyin is saying just the opposite. That terizav gedoyla was good for the tefillin. A pellet. So you have a Chassam Sofer that says Mardchai was dafka not wearing tefillin. And you have a Goyin that says he was dafka wearing tefillin. Now when was this? It was Tezayin Nisan. No, some Muscharishan, it's Mayerdik. Chassam Sofer is being Mefarish to Pasik, like the Mechaber, like Tais Rishit and Erev and Tzadik Vav and Tais Rishit and Maikot and Yates and the Rashbin, the Chuv and all those Rishonim that old. They're not allowed to wear Tefillin on Cholamoy. You're not allowed to wear Tefillin on Cholamoy. So it's like, who do my Sa'ira, Vesnimcha, Vesasoin, and then fourth, it's Viyakar, Elo Tefillin Shabaraj. That's what that Teres of Gedoyla means. It's so big, you don't need place for Tefillin. Oh, but the Goyin is being Mefarish, like the Shita Sarama. The Ramah Shita is that you do wear tefillin. So you wear tefillin on Cholamoid. It's Cholamoid, it's Tezayin, it's not Yontav Sheni because there's no Yontav Sheni right now. So really, it's tefillin and it's Gevaldik. That was the tefillin that Mordechai was wearing. That Teres of Gedoyla was good for the tefillin. Mayerdik. Chassam Sofer is going like the Shita is that you don't wear tefillin. The Goyin is going with the Shita that you do wear tefillin. I'll tell you why this is Mamish Mayerdik. Because if you look in the Sefer from the Minhagim of the Chassam Sofer, they bring that the Chassam Sofer wear tefillin on Cholamoid or not. He niach tefillin b'chalamay. The Chassam Sofer wore tefillin b'chalamay. What about the Vilna Gaon? Did the Vilna Gaon wear tefillin b'chalamay? It's brought down in the Maaser Rav. It's Sivkot and Kufay and Dalit. The Vilna Gaon held ein manichin tefillin b'chalamayit. Then not only that, the Gaon held your mevazis amayadis. The Gaon was very, very not into wearing tefillin b'chalamay. So l'chayt mamish hepech. The Chassam Sofer who wore tefillin b'chalamay. Mart chayatza. B'ateres of gedolim. There's no tefillin. It's tezayin nisa. It's chalamay. Who wears tefillin b'chalamay? And the Goyin says, Mamish Faket. The Goyin says, Vateres of Gdol, Mordechai is wearing tefillin on Cholamoid. Yet the Goyin and the Maaser Rav was makpid bakpei the Rav, but not wearing tefillin on Cholamoid. It's Rabbeinu Shloimeh. What's going on? It's Mamish Hepech Hasvar. It's Mamish Hepech Hasvar. Interesting. But just one Ha'ara. Because the emes is, if you think about it, the Goyin's a pelle, right? Let's focus on the Vilna Goyin. Usually we focus on the Chassam Sofer. Let's focus on the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon's a Pella. It's a Pella Atzuma. The Gaon held Bitkifus Gedoyli and Alidu with Tfilin HaChalamayit. And yet the Gaon says, Mordechai Yotza. He went out, Ba'ateres of Gedoyla. What's he wearing? He's wearing Tfilin Shabarosh. How's he wearing Tfilin? It's Cholamayit. The Gaon held its Asit with Tfilin HaChalamayit. So how is it possible that the Gaon himself is being mighty apostate, midei pshutai, to be mefarish the Mordechai? Why would he be wearing tefillin on that day? But it could be, you could say, a vard, and maybe it's even emes lamitai. And that is, behektim, there's a well-known Gemara that comes up in raid all the time. It's Gemara Masechtis, Shabbos, Daf Samech Tes on the base. The Gemara says, Misha haya b'midbar. A person was stuck in the midbar. And he has no idea what day it is. Doesn't know if it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. He pasha doesn't know. What should he do? Moina shisha yom. You should count 6 days. Umeshama yom echad. And then the seventh day, you should keep Shabbos. Now, it could be your Shabbos is Tuesday. But b'diavad, it's considered a Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava said, b'chol yom v'yom, every single day, oysa loy parnasasa. Every single day, he should work. Meaning, this person is going to have to work every single day. You know why this person is going to have to work every single day? Because really, every single day, it's a suffix when it's Shabbos. So every day, he should work a little bit. Kidei chayv. I mean, you can never put in a real day's work. Why not? Because maybe it's Shabbos. You don't really know when it's Shabbos. So being that it might be Shabbos, so therefore, every single day, you can't really work. But how are you going to survive? So every day, you'll do a little bit of work. But you don't really know when Shabbos. You're right. All 7 days, you'll work a little bit. That's what he's supposed to. That's what Rava says in the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Samach Tesam Abeis. And this is what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's the where the Mechaber brings in the Shulchan Aruch is in Simon Shin Mem Dalet, also known as Shin Dalet Mem. And the Mechaber brings this halacha. If someone's in the midbar, he's lost, he doesn't know when Shabbos is. 6 days, 7 days Shabbos, and every single day just work a little bit, never work more than you need, because every single day might be Shabbos. The Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Dalad Mem says, Ule Inyan Tfilin Nistapa, I had a suffix. This person, should he wear tefillin or should he not wear tefillin? So he said, my Muscha Rishon is that, I don't know, every single day it's a suffix deraisa. Maybe he has to wear tefillin. But then again, every single day might be Shabbos. And being that it might be Shabbos, so it could be you're not allowed to wear tefillin. Because on Shabbos it's also to wear tefillin. So it says the Bir Halacha, Nir L'Nis Daiti, the Chayv L'Nich Tefillin. Why? Because Rav of the days are Yemei Chol. And being that most of the days are Yemei Chol, there's a 6 out of 7 chance that you Chayv and Tefillin. Zilba Seruba, and therefore you're supposed to wear tefillin. That's what the Bir Halacha says. And then the Bir Halacha says, could be it's even more pashut than that. It could be it's even more pashut. Zehera Dava Nifla. He says, because why is it that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is an ois. And tefillin is an ois. You don't need the ois of tefillin on Shabbos. What's the ois of Shabbos? Says the Bir Halacha, the Rishonim say the ois of Shabbos is the Issa Malacha. This person doesn't have an Issa Malacha. Why doesn't he have an Issa Malacha? Because he's working. He's working every single day. He has to be Oysa Kedei Chayev every single day. So being that he's working, he doesn't have the Oysa of Shabbos. If he doesn't have the Oysa of Shabbos, it's partially you should wear tefillin. Forget about going Basir Roy. Every day you have to wear, you know why you're wearing tefillin? Because you need an Oysa. You daf an Oysa. That this person needs an Oysa. Doesn't have the Oysa. What's the Oysa of Shabbos? The Oysa of Shabbos is not working. This person is working. And because he's working, he needs the Oysa of Shabbos. So Zog, Debir Halacha, Nirlani Estaiti, I think this person's Chayit. Number one, it's a Svek, 6 out of 7 chances that it's not Shabbos, you have to wear tefillin. And he says, besides, even if you knew it was Shabbos, being that you're working, so therefore you don't have the Oysa of Shabbos. And if you don't have the Oysa of Shabbos, so therefore it's for that reason you should go. Therefore it's for that reason you should go ahead and you should wear tefillin. The emes is, this Chiddush of the Bir Halacha, Bir Halacha doesn't bring it. But this Chiddush in the Bir Halacha is mefurish in the Trumas Hadashen. The Trumas Hadashen brings from the Smag. The Smag says like this. The Smag discusses a drasha that he once gave. And he says as follows. I once gave a drasha and I said there's 613 mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah gimel, Essen gimel. That's what the Smag says. It said I once gave a drasha, I said there's 613 mitzvahs. Of the 613 mitzvahs, 3 of them are oisois. Mila is an ois, Shabbos is an ois, probably means Shabbos and Yontif, and Tefillin is also an ois. Those 3 we find are considered ois. And what's the idea? The idea is that through Mila, Shabbos, and Tefillin, a Yid is always going to have 2 oises. L'kayim ha-shenema al-pishnayim edem yokum davar. It's a smag. It's a smag talking, 1,000 years ago. So says the smag that there are 3 of the 613 mitzvahs that are ois. What are the ois? It's Mila, Shabbos, and Tefillin. You need 2 at all times. You need 2 oisos. Because al pishnai made him yakum davar. And you always have 2 oisos. How do you have to always have 2 oisos? Because Yid always has bris mila. And in addition to this bris mila, either you're going to have Shabbos and Yontif, or you're going to have tefillin. Like this, you're always going to have the oisos. So the shoyl asked the Trumas Hadeshin. We're talking on the Rishonim level now. The shoyl asked the Trumas Hadeshin. It's a one-line shayla. Lefi tam smag. Mikoyach shnei edim. Misha meso achav machmas mila. Yinich tefillin v'shabbos. He told the Trumas Hadeshen, let's say you have a person who doesn't have bris milah. The reason he doesn't have bris milah is because his brothers died. Machmas milah, machlokes Rashi ben Utam, the beginning of Paragar, all right? All this famous, right? So someone who was made so machmas milah. Right now he doesn't have bris milah. So the Shoyal asked the Trumas Hadeshen, one of the Rishonim, he asked them, right? Half of the Shulchan Aruch, half of the Ramah is based on the Trumas Hadeshen. So he asked them, I don't understand. If someone was made so machmas milah, lechura, he should wear tefillin. You know why? Because the Smag said you have to have 2 edim. Al pishnai edim yakum davar. So what's the 2 edim? You have milah, and then you're always going to have tefillin, or you're going to have Shabbos v'yantiv. So what about a person who doesn't have bris milah? So he doesn't have 2 edim. So what could he do? I have an etzah. He'll have Shabbos and have tefillin. Now, problems, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. But maybe we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. We don't need the second ois. But this person needs a second ois. Maybe he should. So this is what the shayla asked Trumas. And Trumas Hadeshen liked the shayla. He liked it. He told him, however, you can't get carried away with this smag. And you can't apply the smag l'halacha. The smag said he gave a drasha. It was divrei agada. You don't shtel su divrei agada ta'halacha. The halacha is that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. That's the halacha. You're going to tell me a shtickle Torah based on drush? It could be drush from the smag, from 1,000 years ago. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, you don't bring divrei agada into halachic circles. He brought a riot at the Trumas Hadeshen. So said the Trumas Hadeshen is not a cheshbon. But really, Trumas Hadeshen liked the taina. He thought it was a good aura. Very good aura. If a person needs the ois, so you wear tefillin on Shabbos v'yantiv. The only reason you don't, so zoktabir halacha, this person that's by midbar, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is, should he wear tefillin, should he not wear tefillin? So bir halacha says, number one, go basar rov, call the parish meruba parish, 6 out of 7 days are weekdays, so you should wear tefillin. He says, but besides, I think even on the 7th day in this scenario, you're chayv in tefillin. Because you're going to be doing malacha on all 7 days, you're not going to have the ois. If you're not going to have the ois, so therefore you should be chayv in tefillin. But al kaponim, it's mavur, this you say. That it's true, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, you don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov. But why? It's because of the ice. But lu yitzuyer, you didn't have the ice. It's mavur in a bir halacha and in a trumas hadeshen. That really, if you can work it out without using divrei agadah, but if you can work it out in that instance, what would be the halacha? The halacha is that maybe it's possible you would wear tefillin on Shabbos and you would wear tefillin on Yom Tov. So it could be, that's the pshat in the Vilna Gaon. It's haflav a fella. The Goyin said that Mordechai HaTzadik went out on Tezayin Nisan, the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. He was wearing an Ateres Zov Gedoyla. Says the Goyin, what was the Ateres Zov Gedoyla? The Ateres Zov Gedoyla was the Tefillin Shal Rosh. He had Argamon. You know what the Argamon was? Says the Vilna Goyin, the Argamon was the Tefillin Shal Yad. So we said, what do you mean? The Goyin sheet is you're not allowed to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So if you're not allowed to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so how is he being a Farish that that's what Mordechai HaTzadik was doing? Why are you wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Because Chol HaMoed is a nice. What's the ois of Chol HaMoed? We mentioned yesterday, you can go in different directions with this. You know what the Goyin says in Bir Agra? What's the ois? Zok the Vilna Goyin in Bir Agra. The Ramah says that B'chol HaMoed, the Mechaber says B'chol HaMoed Asu L'Niach Tefillin. Says the Vilna Goyin, Kasab Alach is G'day. That reason is, Ratzal Loimer, because you have an ois. And what's the ois? It's B'matzah V'sukkah. That's the ois. On Pesach you have the ois of matzah, and on Sukkot, you have the Ois of Sukkot. What's the Makar to this? The Makar to this is Toysis and my cotton, Daf Yotes Amid Aleph. And the truth is, we mentioned yesterday that if matzah is the Ois, how come matzah be the Ois? There's no chiv to wear, to eat matzah. Matzah, the chiv is to eat the first night. There's no chiv to eat matzah kol shiva. We mentioned yesterday, Lefi the Goyin, that the Goyin holds that there was a mitzvah's kiyum, as Chassam Sofer says it's in the Tshuva, that there's a, you're Makayim a mitzvah, you have the Ois. So the Goyin Lashitasai said matzah, it's Pasha, right? But the Goyin says, what's the Ois? The Ois is matzah. What happened on that day? Mordechai was fasting. It was the third Tainus. There was Tainus Esther. The whole place was fasting. This was the original Tainus Esther. It was a 3-day fast. It started Yudalid, and then it was Tezvav. The Gemara says they fasted on Pesach. And then it was Tezayin. Mordechai was Shavle Saka V'Tanisa, the Gemara says, right after this happened. Right? The Chassam Sofer, a person sees a little Yeshua, don't give up. Run right back to Saka V'Tanisa. And that's what he did. But he was in the middle of fasting. So if he was in the middle of fasting, he didn't have the ois. Because what's the ois of Chol HaMoed Pesach? It's Achilas Matzah. So if he didn't have the ois of Matzah, so now he's like the person that's in the Midbar and he doesn't know what day it is. Now he's like the Trumas Hadesh and Shoyal where you have a person that was Meis Ocha Machmas Mila. If he doesn't have the ois of Matzah, that's why the Goyin said he's Chayiv in Tefillin. Avada the Goyin held Osul Laniach Tefillin. And he would have never been mefarish that Mordechai HaTzadik went ahead and he violated something that he himself was so machmer and so stringent about. Oh, but the Teretz is that why don't you wear Tefillin? The Goyin Lishitosa, he says in Bir Agra, like Tosfos says in my cotton yotes, it's because of the mitzvah's matzah. So if it's because of the mitzvah's matzah, they didn't have matzah. They had matzah because they were fasting. They didn't have matzah. So Mordechai HaTzadik put on tefillin. I think it's emes. That's why he put on tefillin. That's the teretz to the Goyin. The teretz is, avada the Goyin held its aser. But it's only also because of the ois of matzah. Mordechai's fast. He's fasting. Okay, so now he's like that person that's loyaleinu. He has to work. And it's for that reason. Reb Shmuel Reuven Grossman incidentally told me that the Baba V'Rebbe, Reb Naftolchuk, he used to always say over Reb Naftolcha that he remembers seeing there was a yid that was, it was Shabbos and he was looking outside and he saw a yid, he was walking outside Shabbos, he was wearing tefillin. So he went over to him and he was carrying his, he said, Rabbi Yid, was geist him a tefillin, it's Shabbos today. So he told him that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because Shabbos is an ois. And therefore, Medafna Shuman can't tefillin. He said, but what is the ois? The ois is the ois from Issa Malucha. He says, unfortunately, ich darf gein mar be Shabbos. And if I have to go to work, I don't have the ois of Shabbos. And if I don't have the ois of Shabbos, that's why I'm putting on tefillin. He used to say it over all the time. It was Margula Bapume, this mice, that made a very deep impression on him. And he used to say it over to bring out what America looked like once upon a time, where there were nesyonis, and it was very, very difficult, and it was very challenging. And he used to bring out this story to make this point. But that's what's going on. If there's no ois, there's actually a basis for this in halacha. It's a bir halacha, it's a trumas hadeshen, and maybe that's pshat in this Vilna Gaon.